director and color commentator extraordinaire for University of Wyoming football and basketball, Kevin McKinney, joining us.
And Hall of Famer of numerous Halls of Fame.
Yes, multiple Halls of Fame. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. What's going on, Kevin?
Well, there's quite a bit going on, but I'm red-faced with all that introduction.
Okay, yeah. I got one question. What happened on Saturday?
We got a bad connection.
I mean, Kevin, that was...
No, that was bad.
I mean,
that's about as bad as I've ever seen, Kevin.
Yeah.
In 50 years...
I've seen some in that category. Being top five.
The bad thing is, you know, a couple of them have been, you know, fairly recent. You think back to North Dakota at home, Cal Poly at home, throw in the Eastern Michigan game. I mean, there have been some rough ones. But for this team, as good as they are, and I know they're missing Josh, but still, that's a game you have to win. You have to go on the road and win that game. I don't care if Nick Smith was starting or Jeremiah Jonkey was starting a quarterback, you win that game.
With Kate Smith.
Yeah, exactly.
It's inexplicable, really. There's probably many factors, but that should not happen. The Cowboys just played tired and not all there. And, you know, I thought the offense was okay against Fresno without Josh, but... and this one, drop passes, missed passes, you know. And the ironic thing about it is they kind of got the running game going, which is something that's been lacking so much of the year. But it couldn't overcome the rest of it, turnovers and you know, just not able to pick up third down conversions. And it's a laundry list of things that have to happen for something like that to happen.
Kevin, I know the fan base is all down and in the dumps, and after watching that game, I guess they have good reason to be, but you also got to look on the other side of it, and that is the Cowboys are going to go to their second bowl game in 2 years. They have two winning back-to-back seasons. Those are all things that, you know, they're competing. Now, this year they probably didn't compete as well as most people had hoped they would, but they came within, you know, within 6 points with Fresno, and were leading Boise in the fourth quarter to, you know, maybe getting back to that championship game. So, whereas 3 years ago, people were complaining about them not competing, this year and last year, they're competing for conference championships. They got to take some more steps to get there, but, you know, things are not all bad in Laramie.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think, it's not totally doom and gloom. It was just, as Andrew Wingard said, it was abysmal. That was what he said in the post game, and that's the way that was, and you just can't really explain it. I think probably with Josh in those two games, Wyoming wins those two games, and then everybody's on top of the world, but. You look at the NFL. You lose your starting quarterback, and teams don't play as well. They don't play as confidently. They make more mistakes. Well, you go on and on about it, but they do miss that leader, and he is a great leader offensively. Cowboys are fine defensively. You know, they've really weathered the storm with some tough injuries on the interior of their line. And so guys are getting tired there, I'm sure, as well, with the reps that they have to go with. But offensively, that's not acceptable, and there's not a soul in that football office that doesn't believe that. You can't have that where there's so many missed passes, and if they were on the money, dropped, really tough turnover. Two tough turnovers, really. And those things will get you beat no matter who you're playing, but even then, you'd think that they'd be able to win that game.
Kevin, I asked Robert Gagliardi this yesterday, and I guess I'll ask you as well. For the bowl game, if Josh is medically cleared and is 100%, do you believe that he will play in the bowl game? Do you think that, without speaking for him?
I have nothing to back this up.
Okay.
But I do. Josh is the consummate competitor, as we've seen. He loves to compete. He loves to play. And if he's not hurting and 100% feeling good, I believe he will. You know, as I say, nothing to base that on. I haven't talked to him about it. I do know this, though. I do know that he's still very sore, and I get the impression from a lot of areas that the people don't believe he's injured, and that's really unfortunate. I suppose had he have had a brace on his arm or a sling on his arm, that would have probably been helpful there, but he is not himself, and it's painful when he throws, so nobody wants to play that way. Certainly everybody understands the money part and the NFL and all that stuff, but he is the captain of the team, and he's a great competitor, and I think if he is 100% and his arm feels good, I think he'll play with his teammates.
I hope that is the case. We were talking about
that. I do too.
I brought this up yesterday. I am not a fan of the precedent that's been set lately of players not participating in bowl games and then people saying it's just a meaningless game and all that. It may be meaningless to some, to you, not you, Kevin, to the people out there that are saying that, but to some of these other players. I mean, Wyoming is more than Josh Allen. These other players have busted their backsides to go to a bowl game, and they deserve to get to go to a bowl game as well.
And have a chance to win it. I really think a lot of Josh, and I will say he's one of the best competitors I've ever been around. And the things that he's been able to do to pull us out of the fire in all these games and come through for Wyoming is like hardly anybody else in our history. But right now he's injured, and he tries to throw. It still hurts him. So you're hopeful that with this time between the San Jose game and the bowl game, he feels good. I hope with all I can hope that he will play. I think that would help his legacy. He's got a great legacy here. I don't want it to end this way, to where people are ripping him and all the things that's been said that are pretty cruel, but it was part of it. We all understand that.
Kevin, so in that case, I'm assuming that you would prefer to see him going to Arizona on the 29th of December instead of an earlier bowl game?
You're so unbelievable.
Yeah, I would hope that even by the earliest of the bowl games, he'll be more ready to go than he is right now. So
he showed you with that answer, Monty.
By the 16th, if it happened to be New Mexico, or the 22nd, if it happened to be Spud Bowl, that's a good rest period for him. And so
now, is that the official name, the Spud Bowl? Is that where you're going with this?
Nope.
It's called the French Fry Bowl.
Use the Potato Bowl.
Kevin, quickly switching to basketball, you got to see the Cowboys against New Mexico Highlands. They're going to come back against Denver. The road games, I mean, they've played four of their six. Now it'll be five out of seven tomorrow night away from the AA. It seems like it's a point trying to be made to get this team to learn how to win on the road right now.
I think so. And, by the way, Keith, you did a great job.
Thank you, Kevin.
Down there.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you. Keep going, Kevin.
He really did. I mean, that was well done. And you saw some really good games and some very good competition. I think that those games will really help Wyoming over the long haul, especially the last two, since it sounded like, and in talking with Alan, they were very physical games, and there's certainly going to be that down the road here. But playing these road games like this, I think very much the schedule was designed to make a statement for the long haul of this season. And Denver tomorrow night will be a tough game. It always is down there in Magnus, going to South Carolina. Those are difficult, and I think that just in the long run really helps your team.
Outstanding as always, Kevin. We look forward to the call tomorrow night at DU, and we will see you Saturday for Drake.
How come you and Dave get San Jose and DU, and Junior over here gets to go to the Cayman Islands?
You know, some things just aren't right with the world. Yep.
All right, Kevin.
We'll see you guys.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.